I'm Catherine Montero, and today we're going to talk about what a year 2020 has been in terms of health. I just realized health has a lot of profiles, meaning that you have mental health, you have physical health, and you also have counter health, meaning diseases. And it seems like 2020 has reached all of these three profiles of health. And I wanted to make a mega update because it seems like in terms on counter health, vaccines for COVID are really approaching finally. It seems like Pfizer is in his 90% stage of reliability of his vaccine, and that is such a great news. But that doesn't mean that we are going to put our guards down. It just means that we need to get stronger and we need to keep hanging in there. We're not immune yet. This disease isn't over. It is far from over. It is such a pleasure to know that from March, when this thing started to spread on, until now, we're in November, and you and I have survived this. More than 1 million people can say this, but you and I can. So we need to stay strong. We need to keep hanging in there. We need to protect ourselves more than ever. I saw how a lot of people, when the numbers started to get down, a lot of people just started to relax and go out without a mask and start creating these gatherings of more than 15 people, going to weddings and just not being safe. And first I was like mad, and then I was upset, but then I just thought that at least I'm not one of them. At least I want to survive, and at least I want to protect myself this year or the next 2 years. I don't know how many years, how many months we are going to need to get a vaccine, but it is okay to sacrifice 1 year to survive another 50. So it's not like you won't be able to have a party. I mean, humanity have survived a lot of diseases in their lifetime, so it is not like we are going to avoid human contact forever. It is that we're just protecting ourselves now to survive a little bit of more time in the future. So please wash your hands, use a mask. Don't go to big gatherings. The numbers are not going down. And especially now that there is light at the end of the tunnel, the vaccine is coming soon. Hopefully. It's been 8 months. It's been 8 months since the quarantine officially started. And we are seeing a vaccine that is 90% reliable. So it is a matter of time just hang in there. We are still here. We can survive this. We can do it. So don't relax. Today, right now, it's not the time to relax. You already survived 8 months of quarantine. You can do this. You can stay in there. You can still protect yourself. Be patient. This is almost over. I mean, we gone through the hardest part. It is hard to be calm with the uncertainty of knowing if you will be able to survive this. But now that there is a vaccine with 90% of reliability, it is just a matter of time that we can go out without so many pressure, without fear. So it is just a matter of time. Be patient and just keep hanging in there. So about the counter diseases, there is this thing. I was in the middle of some intervention in my health life, and I wanted to get that intervention in the Holy Week, which was in April, and because of COVID, the hospitals in my country were closed if it weren't because of a COVID case. So thank God my intervention wasn't an emergency. It's just a little thing that has been found, and the doctor found it in February. So it was not an emergency. Thank God it's not on the positive spectrum to be a bad thing. So I just thought, since it's not an emergency and my life is like a lot more precious than going to an intervention that might be the detonant for me to get this pandemic disease, I thought it was a great deal to wait. So I waited, and I went to September to another doctor, and this doctor told me that since there is no danger for me, it's not a positive thing to be it is negative to be a bad thing. So there is really no reason to have an intervention. So she basically told me that an intervention wasn't needed, that I shouldn't be worried, and that I was able to go back to my sport life because there was no need for me to hold on to something that wasn't an emergency. So I hope I made myself clear. But it seems like I was able to go back to my sporty life, and I did. A doctor gave me that permission, so I started. And the only recommendation I got is to have this control, since I have descriptions and measures and numbers and stuff. I can have a really mathematical control about this little thing that I wanted to get removed. And it takes years for a bad thing to develop. So since it's not bad by nature, because I already have a biopsy, it's okay, I'm fine. And I just need to have a control every year, And if that thing grows or not, then I will be able to get an intervention or not, depending on the numbers on the next year. So let's just say that I'm free until February. So that was a great news, and it took a lot of weight from my back, and I could start training, not as hard as before, but training nonetheless. So I started, and damn, that was so hard. Going back to training after a lot is hard, and I tried a lot of things that didn't make the impact or the results that I thought I would get. For example, I started with the obviously 2-week shred challenge by Chloe Ting, and I'm sad to say that I didn't see a lot of results. I know I wouldn't get a 6-pack for good, but I didn't see a lot of changes. I just got a little bit of shoulders. My shoulders got a little bit slimmer and stronger. And I mean, that was good. But then I thought that maybe, just maybe, I needed a little bit of more time to train with her so I can really perceive the results. And I started to train the 8-week challenge because I figured, okay, 2 months are really a good period to see if there is going to be a change. But the thing that actually happened is that most of her exercise depend on planks, and my wrist couldn't hold the those hard workouts. Actually, I don't know if injured my wrist is a great way to explain it, because there was some weeks that my wrist hurt too much, but I didn't broke it or overstretch it. It just hurt. So I stopped because I noticed that most of our workouts depend too much on planks, and I just couldn't do planks. So unfortunately, Chloe Ting didn't work out for me. I mean, I could see the results in the 2-week shred challenge on the shoulders just a little bit. There was a slightly change for my shoulders to be a little bit more fit. But overall, it was sad because she's so... I see her attitude, and she's a light being. She's like, you could see her being a light human. You will see her and you feel like you're lighted, and she's happy, but she's not over the top happy. She's a contempt human being, and she just gives you the push that you need, but she's not like, yeah, you can do it. I mean, I like that about her, and it's a shame that my body, my wrist couldn't hold on her trainings, because I really enjoyed her mood so much. But if it is not For me, I won't push my body to do something that it can't do. So I went back to my B28 trainings. It is the program that has worked for me best, and I have the three levels of B28. I can't just put that on the side. I need to work on those three levels, and I've been doing that, but I've been avoiding, of course, the sessions that depends too much on wrist and planks exercises. So I'm mostly doing like the leg session, back session, cardio session, full body sessions, but not so much on the arms and upper body, because of the same reason. I'm trying to not get my wrist injured, and I'm not blind. I know that one program doesn't help you in a 100% issue. So I started investigating on my side, and it seems like just doing PEAT, which is some kind of Pilates plus cardio exercises, isn't going to take me to the level that I want. I need to add a lot of stuff to actually get to the level that I want, and that stuff is mostly weights. I mean, dumbbells exercises. I don't think I'm going back to weightlifting as an exercise, at least not now. I don't know if I will ever go back to weightlifting as a discipline, but I do know that I need some kind of weights to help me reach the level that I want. I mean, to keep evolving as a human being that's doing sports. So I started doing some series with dumbbells, and I've been working those sessions along with the PEAT sessions. But I figured then that I was lacking some of movement, because to be honest, I'm not such a fan of cardio. I mean, I'm doing my effort on P28 because it has Pilates and cardio, but cardio as an exercise, I'm not such a fan of cardio, so I won't be doing it. I mean, I was doing cardio when I was translating myself in my bike, but other than that, cardio is not a really good friend of mine. So I needed that movement, and I started thinking, okay, where do I get that movement, but in my own terms? So I went back to yoga, and those are three things that I'm currently doing, like PEAT, 28 weights, dumbbell sessions, and yoga. Yoga, especially vinyasa yoga, is such a great training for me because it's fluid, it's gorgeous, is gracious, but it's also demanding on the cardio sides because it's demanding for me to breathe a lot while I'm moving, so I can respect the movements and the goal of every asana. So that is what I've been doing, except because I figured that that was quite a lot, and even though I'm getting results, and I know this is a patience game, these results are going for the long run, I get a little bit desperate. I need to kick these things off. I mean, I'm 25% closer to my goal than I was in September, when the doctor said to me that it was okay for me to go back to training. But 25% is still a small number for me. I mean, it's been 2 months, and I need to get to this thing a little bit faster. I don't know, I just want to really, really see the results again. And I'm on the stage of my life when I was the first time that I started doing Pilates, in 28 days, I made such a great advance, such a great improvement. In 28 days, I made such a great improvement by doing Pilates and P28 and the 28 day reset. And that was, I don't know. And now I'm on the stage where I was at the beginning of that 28 days, and it's been 2 months. And I don't see that kind of improvement, and I'm starting to get really desperate, because I know in a rational mind that is a patience game, but I needed to see that kind of improvement, or slightly less or slightly more, but I just got half of that improvement. I mean, yes, it is improvement, and I should be thankful that at least I have a body that's still movable, but I figured that I wanted to do an extra challenge, and I wanted to kick things off, but I really didn't know what kind of challenge I wanted to do, because there is a lot of things that I need to do to get back on track. I mean, my shoulders got a little bit better, but there is a lot of work to do with my biceps, with my arms. My legs are still strong, but I could do better. My posture is not found. I've been not having the best of postures lately. My back is always curved, and I do not like that. So I know that I have to do a lot of things with my back to get stronger, so my muscles can get me in a great shape and posture. And of course, there is something in my core that I need to work out, because I'm not as strong as before. So there is quite a lot of things, and I want to make a challenge for every one of those things, but doing 4 or 5 challenges to put attention to every one of my parts of my body, it just seems like a lot of effort that it might get me to nowhere. Because once you put your attention to a lot of places, I mean, where is your attention really? So I started to thinking about this deeply, and I thought, maybe it's not about doing one challenge for each part of my body. Maybe it was about finding for me one exercise that could help me to improve a lot of parts of my body. And I did find that exercise. Unfortunately, that is not a great exercise for everybody because it is a hateful exercise. But it actually focuses on the parts of the body that I want to improve, and that is a burpee. So a burpee is an exercise that is made from a jump, a squat, a plank, and a push-up. And I started this challenge of doing 100 burpees a day because it focuses on all those parts of my body, but at the same time is not as challenging as if I was doing 4 challenges to each part of my body, if that makes sense. For example, when I'm doing a burpee, I'm not doing like the push-ups because of my wrists, and I'm not doing the jump because I'm not in a place where I can put that type of pressure in my ankles. I don't want to injure myself right now. I want to get stronger little by little. I'm trying to have patience, even though I'm doing a lot of stuff just because I'm impatient. But I want to go little by little with this burpee exercise because I know if I do this wrong, it could give me a lot of headaches, and it will likely stop me for longer. So I want to go step by step because I want to keep improving. So I started doing like the vault burpees, and then the last 20 burpees I did the jump to go from the squat to the plank and then go back to standing, and so on and so forth. But the things that I wanted to say is that it's not as challenging, even though burpees are super challenging, it's not as challenging as if I was doing 4 challenges, because after 100 squats my legs hurt, but after 100 burpees my breath is gone. I'm having some kind of issues with breathing after doing my burpees, but my body doesn't hurt. I mean, yes, I have some kind of tingle in my thighs, and I have some kind of tingle in my back, but it is not because I was just doing one exercise. It is because I was moving my whole body and trying to do this type of exercise, that it's a compound exercise, and it has me doing extra effort to breathe. So my body focuses on, we need to breathe more, and that is what is lacking right now, instead of my body hurting. And thankfully, at the next day, even though I didn't do yoga, my body doesn't hurt. So it seems like doing this 100 burpees a day challenge is going great, and my scale is moving, and I see some kind of results. But I know it is too early to talk, but I think this is a great way to tell my body, we don't know the exercises, we don't know this effort, we still have to thrive for this, we need to put an effort to this. There's still a lot of things that we need to do, and this is a way for me to not hold back and stay on the same stuff that I was doing, because my body knows too well how to do P28, my body knows too well how to do dumbbells. I'm improving in series and repetitions and a little bit of extra weight on my dumbbells, but my body knows how to do that, and my body knows how to flow in yoga. But definitely my body wasn't expecting cardio by doing burpees and that extra effort. So that is my latest improvement in terms of physical health. It is the extra thing that I'm doing, and I'm happy that I'm trying to find these exercises to do at home, because going out with my bike to transport myself isn't a smart move right now because of the COVID. And this COVID is finally known to be in the air. It is quite a dangerous thing to do, so yeah, be careful. And the last profile, I'm saying profile because I can't remember like the name, but the part of the health, the last profile of health is mental health. Thank God this year has been amazing for us introverts, because I'm an introvert. For a lot of people it's quite a shock, because it seems that I'm always relaxed with the people that I know, with my groups, but you just need to put me in a stranger group to really understand how introvert I am. So you just need to ask a lot of my close friends how long it took me to really open myself to them. It took quite a lot. I was talking to a friend a couple of weeks ago, and he remembered how long it took me to be friends with him, because I knew him on the first year of university. And then it took us like 2 years to develop a friendship. I'm just like that. I'm introvert. And you see me now, and when we go out and we are just laughing and having fun and stuff, because I feel comfortable with him, and he just doesn't drain my energy. And for us introverts, that is quite the challenge, to go out every day and knowing that you're going to be in a group, and you know that you have to have this kind of contact with people, that it's going to be painful, and doing that every day is just like, you just need to go back to home and sleep. That is the only way to recharge. There is no time to do extra activities. It's such a tired mental state that you need to go and do, and it is hard. So thankfully, this year I was able to be myself in my house and just have contact with the people that I know that doesn't drain me, and I could have contact in my terms and in my times and in their times, so everybody is on the same page, and this has been so beautiful. I just love it. As an introvert, COVID has helped me with my mental health because I'm such in a great mood. I'm just happy. The only thing that's kicking me on the inside is the anxiety of surviving, for example, or the anxiety of studying and not doing like the best effort in my finals, for example, the anxiety of not understanding my subjects deeply, that sometimes I think that the knowledge that I'm gaining, it's not going to be enough for the society that I'm trying to get into by doing a really good job to be an engineer. So that is the type of mental health issues that I'm going through, but I'm fully energized to battle that anxiety. I'm not tired to battle the anxiety. I actually have this great energy, and if I'm tired because of studying or because of thinking or because of trying to understand these deep subjects, I have this great gift that COVID has given me, that is the schedule gift. If I feel tired, then I can go to sleep knowing that when I wake up, it doesn't matter if it's 3 a.m. in the morning, or it's 11 a.m. in the morning, or it's 4 p.m. in the afternoon, I know that I can go back to my duties and my tasks, because the schedule is my schedule. Everything is being done in my terms and in my times, just by the only thing that I need to understand is that I not understand the only thing that I need to do is to I need to how could you say this in English? The only need that I need to do is to end the task in certain dates. Those dates were given to me at the beginning of the semester, for example. So I can schedule myself to finish those tasks on time, to comply with the due dates. I think I just explained myself. So that is the only restriction, that I need to respect those due dates. Other than that, I made my own schedule. If I'm too tired to keep battling with my anxiety, I just go to sleep. I recharge myself, and then I keep trying. And I don't need to drain myself by going out in the public and having contact with people that it's drainful, with people that I don't enjoy to be with people that I don't know, and I have to make an effort to have a conversation with. And that is such a great gift, because of the two things that I have, that is my introversion and anxiety, I just have to deal with one, because my introversion is in the best state ever. And I don't know why people don't like virtual lessons. It is such a gift. Of all of the things that COVID could give us this year, there is one thing that is good, at least for introverts. And I'm thankful that I was able to survive to this month, to enjoy my introversion 100%. It is such a great gift that this disease has given us. There is a popular phrase in my country that it says, there is not a good thing that doesn't come for a bad thing, something like that. But what it means that when you have problems, there is still good things inside of that problems. And since we are living inside of a pandemic period, there is a lot of things that you can still enjoy, even though you and I are in the middle of a pandemic period. And I was talking with my family yesterday that it requires so much to understand this kind of vision, that if you don't have the presence of God in your heart, you won't really be able to see everything that God does for you. So in the same terms, if you don't have a positive vision, you won't be able to see anything positive, even though you are in the middle of a pandemic kind of era. So even though we are still in a pandemic, we are still in the worldwide emergency, there is still a lot of things going well in your life, like the vaccine is coming soon, that means we survived the worst part of this disease, and there is a light in the tunnel, so it's coming soon. We just have to keep hanging in there to survive enough to get that vaccine and finally be immune. If you don't have like this positive attitude, even though in this worst time, you won't be able to see that you finally have a gift to enjoy a little bit of more time with your family. You right now have, if you're an introvert like me, we are finally having this great opportunity to live our introversion 100% and be able to have high energy all the time, because nobody is draining us. The only people that is draining us is us. Is us and our efforts. Is us and our desire to get better. Is us and the things, our responsibilities that we are doing every day to get ourselves in a better version. So we are enjoying ourselves right now in the best of way, even though we are suffering a worldwide pandemic. It requires a lot of effort to kind of develop this positive vision but it's worth it. It's worth it, but it's worth it, and I want to invite you to have this positive attitude inside of everything that's going on, because there's a lot of things to be thankful. There is a lot of things to be grateful, and one of the things is that we have survived. The vaccine is coming soon. We are enjoying our time. We have family still, thank God. We have food in our table. You have access to the internet. That means your life is put together. So there is a lot going on, but try to develop that positive attitude that will get us out of this pandemic and will get us immune and probably will get us to a better life in the next couple of months or years. I don't know how long it will take, but whatever it takes, this will be for the good. There is no way we are going to a worse state of mind and health after this. There is just improvement, and you were put in this earth to improve yourself, help your family, and make your society better. So make sure that's your goal. Make sure that you're working towards that in your own terms, in your own time, and with the best effort that you could put right now. And just remember that if you're too tired or too sad to battle with those kind of responsibilities right now, at least COVID has given you the opportunity to work on your time, sleep, recharge your batteries, and then keep pushing, and then keep trying. So that's it for me. That's everything I wanted to share today. I hope that you liked this episode, and I really hope that God allows us to listen to each other very soon. Ciao!